Hello. My name is Jay. I'm calling on behalf of the National Opinion Service, and we just like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? Your opinion really matters.
What is this about? What?
What group mostly are you in? I'm calling for National Opinion Survey. We're just conducting a study in your area, and we would love to hear your response to the study. Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, ma'am, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will vote. I will.
Definitely or probably? How should I record your answer?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, just to make sure we're talking with people of all ages in your community, can you please tell me your age?
No.
Okay, no problem, ma'am. We can move forward. Okay, there's no right or wrong answers. If you don't feel like sharing your opinion, you let me know so we can move forward. But I appreciate your time. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Hispanic, Latino, Haitian? Native American, Indian?
White.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, and generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations or ideas. Using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. Okay, ma'am? If you have no opinion, you let me know. The National Education Association, or NEA. Do you have from 0 to 100? Warm and how favorable?
The favorable was on the 100 end.
Right. 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any
20.
Number from 0 to 20, okay? Now, the U.S. Department of Education in general, to the best of your knowledge, from 0 to 100?
50.
Okay, and Moms for Liberty, 0 to 100?
50.
Okay, and Joe Biden, same question.
10.
Okay, and how about charter schools in general, and to the best of your knowledge?
100.
Okay, and public schools, same thing.
75.
Okay, and how about public school teachers in general?
65.
And Donald Trump? Well, 0
50.
To 100. Okay.
Yeah, 50.
Thank you. And how about woke culture or wokeism, the idea of that culture?
I didn't hear that one.
No, I know. I hear you, dog. But how about the what kind of dog you have?
Standard poodle, two of them.
Oh, nice, nice. Well, keep you company, you know. So let's move forward. How about the woke culture or wokeism from 0 to 100?
Can you spell that for me?
Yes, ma'am. It's Whiskey, Oscar, Kilo, and Echo. Woke. And wokeism is same, you know, Whiskey, Oscar, Kilo, Echo, and then Indian, Sierra, and Mary. Wokeism.
I don't know anything about that.
Okay. So, never heard of that?
Yeah. Never heard of it.
Never heard of it. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Let's move forward. Okay. Now, generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? To the best of your knowledge.
70.
No, but the options are, you know, let me repeat the question. Generally speaking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay, man. No, don't worry. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S.? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? Those are the choices.
Good.
Good. Okay. Thank you. Now, next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
Charter.
Okay. And would you say that they do a much better job or just a somewhat better job?
Much.
Much better job. Okay. And now, some people view education as means to prepare students for life. And generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Please
just
rate
a second.
Each of the
Wait. Yes. Wait.
Take your time.
Pause it. Thank you. Just leave
take your time. No, take that. Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
You let me know when you're ready.
Say that again. That question
okay.
From the beginning.
No problem. Some people view education as means to prepare students for life. And generally speaking, how well do you think public schools do at preparing students for each of the following? Now, please, ma'am, rate each of the following topics on the scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means public schools prepare them very well, 5 means public schools prepare them somewhat, and 0 means the public schools do not prepare students at all regarding this
okay.
topic. You can use any number
okay.
from 0 to 10. Thank you. Now, okay. Here's the first one. How well do public schools prepare students to grasp the academic basics of reading, writing, and math from 0 to 10?
7.
Okay. And how well do public schools prepare students to develop social skills from 0 to 10?
4.
And how well do prepare students to compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market? From 0
3.
To 10. Okay. And how well do public schools prepare students to be ready for higher education like college?
I don't know. 6.
Okay. Now, how well do you think public schools prepare students to develop critical thinking skills from 0 to 10?
Just a second.
Take your time. You let me know when you're ready.
Get off of me. Get off. All right. critical thinking skills, right? That was the question.
Yes. How well do public schools prepare students
yes.
to develop critical thinking skills?
4.
Okay. And we appreciate your patience, okay, ma'am? How well do you think public schools prepare students to understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diversity world? From 0 to 10.
2.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, moving forward. Now, I'm sorry. Let's see here. Okay. Okay, here we go. I apologize. Now, would you say that your state spends not enough, too much, or just about the right amount on public schools education? Not enough, too much, or about right? The
about
amount.
Right.
Okay. And have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years? Yes or no?
Not in the last 2 years.
Okay. And how much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A little.
Okay. Now, as you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? You still there, Matt?
Yes, I'm just thinking. Sorry.
Oh, no worries. And there's no right or wrong answers, okay, ma'am? And if you don't feel like sharing your opinion, let me know. We move forward. Don't worry, ma'am. I really appreciate your patience. Go ahead.
Yeah, let's skip that one.
Okay, let's move forward. Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
How much have I heard about that?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
A lot. Yes, ma'am.
A little.
Okay. And please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Now, the first one, teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with an alternative point of view, even those that are not popular and might make some uncomfortable. Do you agree or disagree with that statement, ma'am?
Yes.
I agree strongly or somewhat agree?
Oh, strongly.
Strongly, okay. Now, the next one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents should not be able to dictate school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree with that statement?
Strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. Now, the next one, public school students should not learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. Agree or disagree with that?
I strongly disagree.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now let's move forward. Now I'm going to read you real quick a list of ideas that some say will help improve the quality of public schools. Now for each one, ma'am, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. Now the first one, the idea of adding an ethnic studies unit to K-12 public schools curriculum. Do you support that idea or oppose that?
It was strongly support or somewhat.
Yeah, exactly.
Support?
Exactly.
Okay, somewhat support.
You're doing great. Excellent. Now, how about the idea of giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their schools? Same choices as same
questions. For all students or for their particular student?
No, let me read it again, okay? Giving parents the power to veto curriculum decisions in their schools. Now, to the best of your knowledge, because, you know, I'm required to read verbatim, and that's the only thing I have written. So, to the best of your knowledge, you know?
And the disagreeing ones were whether you support that idea.
Or not support that idea. And the same thing, the choices are strongly or somewhat?
No. Somewhat not. Whatever the
name is. Somewhat opposed. I'll follow you. Okay. Now, how about the idea of increasing discipline in schools? Same choices, same question.
Strongly agree.
Okay. Strongly opposed or strongly support?
Support. Sorry.
Okay. Now, how about the idea of making it easier for parents to challenge books in schools' libraries to see as a pornographic or books that they believe deal improperly with racial issues? Do you support that idea or oppose that idea?
Strongly oppose.
How about the protecting educators' right to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality? Do you support that idea or oppose?
Say it again.
Okay, no worries. I'm going again. Protecting educators' rights to free speech and fighting back against efforts to ban teaching about race, gender, and sexuality. Do you support or oppose that idea?
Strongly oppose.
Thank you, ma'am. Let's move forward. Now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K-12 public schools. Now, this new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Now, knowing this, Do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to K-12 public schools curriculum? Support or oppose that?
Strongly support.
Thank you, ma'am. Excellent. Now, I'm going to read you some arguments that all the moms make about education in America. Now, please rate each argument using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, and 5 means it's somewhat convincing, and 0 means it's not at all convincing. Okay, we're almost done then. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Now, the first one, history. There goes your ducks again. Huh? Now,
yeah.
History teachers. Okay, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflected an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. Now, these attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. Now, how convincing is that statement to you from 0 to 10, any number?
10.
Okay. Now, we don't allow non-experts to tell doctors about how to perform surgery, or our carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with the teachers. Teachers have to spend years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in the school's curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. How convincing is that argument? From 0 to 10.
1.
Okay. Now, working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It is also the smart move for kids of all races. Now, students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to the diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world. A skill college and employers value. Now, how convincing is that? 0 to 10.
8.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, let's finish this up, okay? Now, sometimes over the course of the survey, people's opinions change. So, once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. The first one, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate their school's curriculum. Now, do you agree or disagree with the statement? Your opinion?
I disagree.
Okay. Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. Thank you. And teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even though they're unpopular and might make some uncomfortable. Agree or disagree?
I somewhat agree.
Somewhat agree. Thank you, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the last question is just for statistical purpose only. Okay, we'll be done. What is the last year of a schooling that you have completed? Let me read the categories and stop me when I get to your category. Okay, ma'am? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, a college graduate or bachelor's degree, postgraduate or master's
degree.
Bachelor's degree. Thank you, ma'am. Now, which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employer, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Retired.
Retired. Thank you, ma'am. And now, are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
I don't want to answer that.
No worries. Let's move forward. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Republican.
Thank you. A strong Republican or not so strong?
Yeah, strong.
A strong Republican. Thank you, ma'am. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household, yes or no?
No.
Okay, and although you do not have any child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years? Yes or no? The last 10 years?
No.
No, okay. Now, and do you have any child who attended charter school, private schools, or homeschool in the last 10 years? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as a very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Very conservative. Thank you, ma'am. And now, how often do you attend church and religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Once a week.
Oh, once a week. Okay, thank you. Now, for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household, okay? Now, the first one is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian. Does that apply to you or anyone in your house?
Is that one whole thing?
Yes, it's, you know, it's a whole thing.
Okay.
Right now.
Say it again.
Right, yeah, I know. I mean, you gotta be pick one of them, you know, so they give you different ones. That's fine, okay?
Different ones?
Yeah, they give you, you know, different ones. Like, is a born again evangelical, fundamentalist, a Christian, you know? Fundamentalist Christian, that's how it is. Yeah, evangelical or fundamentalist Christian. That's how it is. Is that a place to you, anyone in your house?
There are just two choices, or you're just asking me if I am one of those things.
Right, if this applies to you or anyone in your house.
No. Yes, it does.
Okay, to you or someone in your house?
Both.
Okay, how about the next one? Is an educator such as a teacher, professor, or a classroom aide? Is that applies to you or anyone in your house?
No.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, here we go. Okay, great. Now, how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Urban.
Urban. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Believe me, it was a big help. It's been a pleasure talking to you, okay? This concludes the survey. Thank you for your time. Enjoy
okay,
the evening.
Bye.
Ma'am.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. What else?